It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson.
Ray is off today. I'm John Wellis. Fill it in the meantime. He'll be back for you bright and early tomorrow morning. It's Monday Morning Money Talk brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. St. Joseph branch manager Jody Kitchell is here. Jody, you have a beautiful branch.
Thank you.
It's only a year too old. Two years old? 1 year old?
Actually, four.
See,
2015.
As I get older, I just don't remember.
Yeah, it is a beautiful branch.
Beautiful branch.
It is. Thank you.
Also, Charlotte Becker, the Director of Annual Giving at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. And earlier this month in June was Christmas in June. And I remember dropping stuff off, and I had a lot of activity at First Church of God, which is only, there were two drop-off sites, right?
Yep, there were two. There was one at First Church and then one at the Berrien County Youth Fairgrounds.
Yeah. And so tell me, how'd we do this year?
Well, Christmas in June is United Way's annual food drive in the summer for our local food pantries. And so we ask local businesses to hold collection for any pantry items. So canned goods, paper towels, cereal.
Toilet paper,
anything like that. And then we have them all drop it off at one of those two locations. And we actually wound up collecting 20,000 items for 32 different pantries.
Wow.
There are actually more collection. All our United branches in this area, we had collection bins where our members could drop off as well.
Throughout, so, almost a full month you were collecting.
Correct.
I remember seeing them in the lobby.
Yep. And our members, it's amazing how excited that they get when they see things like that. Oh, what is this? I've never heard of this. So it brings up a great conversation. And it's neat to see how excited our members get at helping our community. So it was really great.
Well, not just the members, but the
staff.
Team and staff.
Absolutely.
At United Federal throughout the area is very active in community and United Way activities. I bet you had a whole staff of volunteers that were, off of the branches and helping United Way at both locations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great collection time. And I think, according to what Charlotte shared, we got a lot of items.
Yeah, the cool part about what United Federal did with us on this event this year was we didn't really know how to get the community really involved. We knew how to get local businesses to hold drives for us, but United Federal stepped up and said, you know what, we'll be drop sites the entire month, and then the community members can come in and they'll have somewhere to go.
So is there still collections going on at United now, or did we stop at the June 12th date?
We stopped at the June 12th date.
Okay.
But, we are always looking for ways to join and partner with local charities, foundations. Mm-hmm. Our philosophy is people helping people. So, keep your eye out. Watch for things that we have going on. You never know what we could be doing next to help the next organization.
And Charlotte, tell me, where are all the items that were raised, how they were distributed, where they went?
Sure. We actually... We partnered with 32 local pantries between Berrien and Cass counties. So there were 17 North County, about 15 South County, something like that. So they were spread out everywhere. I mean, all the way through to Edwardsburg. So we hit as many pantries as we possibly could.
And you want to double next year.
Absolutely. I mean, that is our goal. We collected 20,000 items, but I know the potential to collect so much more in the pantries when you get there and they see the collections that you have and you're delivering to them. They are so excited because the reason this event came to be was because I actually was out and about going during the holiday season, dropping off some frozen turkeys that Gas Manufacturing had donated. And so I'm getting to these places and they're like, you know what? We would love to take these, but we have nowhere to put them. We have too much stuff.
And I said, during the holidays.
During the holidays. And I said, that's a great problem to have. I would return in the summer for a visit and they'd say, can you hold a drive for us? We don't have anything. And so I was like, wow, this is quite a difference in the summer. So that's kind of where Christmas in June came to be.
Yeah. And next year, of course, you'll expand into Van Buren County.
That's right. Yep, because United Way is merging with United Way of Van Buren County on July 1st.
So yeah.
That'll now be our territory.
Yeah, next week.
Oh, gosh.
That's a very exciting thing. Yeah, I know we're into July already. June's almost over. Tell me a little bit about, when we were talking about this off the air, because there are a lot of students throughout Southwest Michigan, the three-county area, who live on assisted lunch or assisted breakfast or both during the school year. But of course, they're out of school. And so the food pantries are actually seeing more people now than they sometimes do during the winter.
That's correct. And, you know, there are a lot of great programs over the summer to help, you know, combat that problem. But Christmas in June is just one more way that we can get these families more access to food in the summer.
Yeah.
Because they are. You're right. You know, they're feeding more mouths. And hunger doesn't stop. It's year-round.
No. So. And you were talking earlier off the air, Jody, about, was it Brandywine?
Yes. I think I came across two schools, one of them being Brandywine, that offers lunch programs to their students throughout, or breakfast and lunch programs throughout the summer. So, I mean, the need is there. And I think, you know, we as a community have to recognize that the need is there and to come together and to really, really, really get behind a program like Christmas in June to see what we can do and what we can provide to those families that need it this time of year.
Right. Campaign doesn't, pre-campaign for United Way will kick off next month or in August, and then campaign will kick off in September.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
But that doesn't mean you can't do something now, today, this week.
Absolutely. Visit your local food pantry. Ask them what they need. You can, you know, as a community, someone who's involved in the community, you can stop in and see what that need is. And Charlotte mentioned earlier that a lot of their shelves were bare before we, you know, or before United Way stopped in with these donations. So, I mean, I think that we can all step up and make a difference.
Well, and it doesn't have to be that hard. You know, as prosperous as the country is, as prosperous as many of us are in Southwest Michigan, right? When you're running through Myers or Walmart or Harding's or Rogers or wherever you do your grocery shopping, it's just not that hard to grab an extra case of canned vegetables or soup or, you know, right. Non-perishable things. We're not tearing over ground hamburger going, hey, you got to cook it the next 2 days.
Right. That's exactly right. This is one of the easiest ways to give back. And yeah, Christmas in June may be over on June 12th. But like Jody was saying, I would encourage everybody to just keep the food pantries in mind right now. And when you're at Meijer or at Martin's, grab an extra few cans and you know, take them to the pantry. They would be very appreciative.
And for folks who are on highly limited budgets, right, living below the poverty level, which is a huge percentage of the populations in all three counties and population base wise, you know, if, for instance, you're donating toiletries, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, toilet paper, Kleenex, paper towels, those kind of things, that frees them up to spend the limited funds they have on food.
That's right.
So those are helpful too.
Absolutely.
So, Jody Kitchell is the branch manager for United Federal Credit Union in St. Joe. And Charlotte Becker, of course, the director of annual giving at United Way of Southwest Michigan. Monday morning Money Talk brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. Thank you for both coming in. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.